get the hell out of the way of the volcano. Where did that title come from?
My close friend has a band that's named that. Get the hell out of the way of the volcano. She's since changed the name to the Blow, but the name came from, there's a guy in Olympia who hangs out on the street all the time, just walks around town, and sort of just a street character, and he has a sign that says, get the hell out of the way of the volcano, because Olympia is located near Mount Rainier, which is an active volcano, and so it's just sort of a message like, hey, you guys, look out. It's going to blow at any moment. So I think it's a good message.
Are you someone aware?
Yeah. I try and be aware of the immensity of things. Just today I was talking about here in Amsterdam, we're, 2 meters under sea level? It's kind of scary if you think about it. If you imagine walking down the street and seeing like a wall of ocean coming towards you, it's the same as living on an earthquake fault line or under a volcano. It's usually you're not aware of it, but it's kind of scary and refreshing to realize it.
Phil leeft nabij een vulkaan. Het is denkbaar dat er op een dag dingen mee gebeuren. Iemand waarschuwt dus een stadsgenoot al met waarschijnlijk een button. Get the hell out of the way of the volcano. You refer to being aware of the immensity of things. Hence also, well, say a title like Universe or Solar System. Songs that were played today.
Yeah. I have... those are songs kind of from... this album I finished before I left home that's coming out, that's sort of themed on the immensity of the universe. It's kind of an important theme for me. You know, I can't really get into it. It's a philosophical thing. But everyone has experiences when they're out at night and they look up and they see the stars and, okay, wow, the stars are beautiful. But then when you realize that they're actually like there's a great distance between you and the star, which is actually like a huge ball of fire somewhere in space, like it's sort of a realization that is like the volcano thing or the dike thing, that
trembling,
realizing that you're like on a ball of rock floating in space surrounded by endless space. It's really hard to comprehend, but when you do, everyone has moments where they comprehend it. Maybe some people don't have these moments, but it's that awareness is really freaky and really important to me. It's really terrifying. But it seems like the most important thing that you can know.
To you, songs serve as a good tool to, say, bring out this awareness that really we are but dust?
Maybe for other people. I don't know. I don't know what... For me, they're sort of... my songs are like the medium in which I explore all the ways of thinking about it. And like, just... I keep reminding myself about it through my songs. I don't really know how they sound to other people, but it's kind of what I try and do with my songs.
Are songs also better for that than comics?
Yeah, with the comics, I mostly, it's kind of about the human existence and how it's absurd and funny.